We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
"20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the PACKADAY podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft, brought to you by Badger State Brewing in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, just minutes from Lambeau Field. We are so very excited to see you guys there. Friday night, April 26th, 4 o'clock to 5:30, the Packaday podcast happy hour hosted by Andy Herman. Going to be amazing. And then myself. 5:30 on, that's pick 41, pick 58, pick 88, pick 91, all over at Badger State. Want to talk ball, have a couple brews, see the people. Come on out. I couldn't be more thrilled to be doing this with the guys over at Badger State. Phenomenal product, phenomenal people. I'm just very, very, very excited to meet you guys all. And excited today to be talking about one of the more I would say popular Packers prospects, maybe not at 25. But the first player this year that I heard, call them rumblings. I mean, I've heard that the Packers like this guy, and that's Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker out of Texas A&M. And it's easy to say why. It's easy to see why. And part of that's a little scary. And I guess the part of it, The part of it that is a little scary is that how darn similar he is to Quay Walker. I still think, and you'll definitely see that in my rankings, that Edgerrin Cooper is a better prospect than Quay was to me. Obviously, the Packers didn't feel that way. I don't think I had Quay inside my top 100 when Green Bay took him at 22 overall. So that was a pretty big disparity, right? But I still think Edgerrin Cooper is a cleaner, better prospect. I just think in a 4-3, you'd probably play both guys at will linebacker. Now maybe they're planning on moving along from Quay, which this is year three. Next year would be his expiring contract. You could release him after this year if you really felt like doing that. Play him at Mike. I don't know, man. I just think they both would probably be a will. And that is just part of kind of the question mark, right? It's can Edge Cooper play Mike? Can Quay play Mike? Are they sick of Quay? You know, there's a lot of just things that sort of come up when you do think about this kid. Size is just okay. A little shade over 6'2", 230 pounds. And that's where you get that will conversation, right? but runs like a corner, man. 4.51 in the 40-yard dash, a 1.56 10-yard split, literally 97th percentile speed. Good long to pair with kind of not being the biggest guy in the world. Long 34-inch arms, good frame, good explosive testing. I don't think we have agilities. Don't know that we're going to get agilities, but good, not great explosive testing. 34.5-inch vertical, and a 68th percentile broad, which is Packers really like the broad jump, but ultimately not big of a deal. Again, it's an incomplete number. We don't have three cone or shuttle, but hey, man, he's 6'2 and some change, 230, and runs like a cornerback. So you can understand why they might like him. I would say that speed consistently shows up on film as well. I mean, that's not just track speed. That is sideline to sideline. That is being able to actually carry guys in the pass game in man, which is something that Quay can do in theory, but not in practice, from what I've seen on film. My God, is he an impressive pass rusher? And I think, you know, you run stunts, you loop him, you blitz him, like he's an excellent spy. He is very much, I will say, Edge Cooper is very much a pass down linebacker. Because, I mean, he could do, he could Tampa drop. And I don't think the Packers are going to run very much Tampa 2, but he can. He can Tampa drop. He can spy. He can blitz. You know, hook curl defender, your basic stuff in zone. But really, like I said, he can carry backs out of the backfield. Like, I'm not saying he's going to lock Christian McCaffrey down. You're just so much less scared of what a Christian McCaffrey can do to your offense out of the backfield as a runner when it's Edge Cooper and it's not Quay or Devondre Campbell. I think an awesome pass down linebacker. In the run game, I would give him like a C+ for instincts. They're not a huge problem, but he's not like Peyton Wilson. Okay, he's certainly not Junior Colson in that way. I think they're fine. And with him being such a freak athlete, the fact the instincts are fine, you give him a C+ or a B-, right? Like Quay, I would say, does not have C+ or B- instincts against the run. And this is turning into a Quay bashing thing. That's not my point. But they're just so similar. And it's like, okay, freak athletes, super speed, both probably play the will in a 4-3. Like, they're going to get compared to each other because they're almost going to seem duplicitous if the Packers end up taking both. Finding a way to play them together is going to be important, I guess. And getting more out of Quay is going to be important. He is a 100%, and thankfully he's fast enough to do it and good at it. He's basically 100%. He's got to beat the guy to the spot. And when I mean the guy, the blocker. Maybe he could take on a fullback or a smaller tight end. If a guard or a tackle climbing to the second level gets hands on Edge Cooper, it's going to be a problem. He's not going to fight through that. That's not what he is. In run defense, he needs to beat the blocker to the spot and blow up the play.
Many of you, like myself, are Wisconsin sports fans. While it's not Packer season anymore, there's still some really exciting action coming up in the world of Wisconsin sports. The Bucks are getting ready to kick off their postseason run, which is hopefully a lot more fun than their regular season run. And while the Brewers, meanwhile, are off to a hot start, hopefully they can continue that to start their 2024 campaign. But whether you're a Bucks fan, a Brewers fan, or a fan of any other hockey, baseball, or basketball team right now, there's never been a better time to start playing Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your knowledge into serious cash. Right now, you can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and MLB entries today. Prize Picks is super simple to play, and I'm able to log in, make my picks, and submit my entry in under 60 seconds. Add in the ease of Apple Pay for quick deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of player selections, and injury insurance, and you can easily see why Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app. This week, I'm going LeBron James and Steph Curry in their play-in tournaments. I can't wait to see what they do to try to keep their playoff hopes alive. Whatever picks you make, and regardless of who you select, the best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thankfully, he's real, real good at it. But like taking on blocks is just not what he's going to do. He'll slip a block, okay, without removing himself from his gap, which is has been a Packers problem in the past. You play these you got Joe Barry out here playing a man down against the run. Then all of a sudden, he's got small linebackers or a nickel trying to make a play in the run game, trying to duck under an offensive lineman, and all of a sudden now they're down two gaps because that player just jumped a gap trying to avoid an offensive lineman. Now there are just massive cutback lanes and primary lanes and all sorts of problems that plagued both Pettine and Barry. But, I mean, we're kind of being negative to be positive in the sense that Edgerrin Cooper can slip blocks without giving up. He's quick enough. He's literally that quick and fast that he can slip a block or dodge a block without completely giving up gap integrity. And he can beat an offensive lineman to a spot without just being completely reckless and treating every single down like a run blitz. So those are positives. Those are things that we appreciate, sideline to sideline ability. And I got to look at real quick. My notes were that he tackles super well. Let me just quick look at the PFF notes. Or the PFF stats, excuse me, so we can get the actual like missed tackle percentage and like the, you know, the totals for missed tackles. I thought I was impressed with his tackling. Looked like 11 missed tackles in 2023 on 609 snaps. It's pretty darn good. Okay. In 2022, he played a ton of snaps as well. Missed 11 tackles. It's kind of his thing. So that's, 621 snaps in 2022, missed 11 tackles. Basically, one per game or, you know, 0.88 tackle missed per game. So he'll get you hurt once, basically. Or he'll miss two in a game and then not miss one for the rest of the month. All in all, though, I would just say it's fine. The tackling is fine. He's not the best tackler in the class. To me, that's might be Junior Colson, but he is very good at it. And it is certainly by no means a negative. It is by no means a negative on his like his sheet for me, my notes of his. There's nothing negative about Edgerrin Cooper's ability to get guys on the ground. You know, Cons, he's not the biggest guy. And that shows up on film, too. I mentioned, like, if he gets squared up by an offensive lineman, that play is kind of over for him. Just because he doesn't do a great job of utilizing his natural pad level. Like, he gets stood up. And it's not often because it's impossible for these big lumbering offensive linemen to get hands on him sometimes. And so that is, you know, unfortunate, but basically, you know, the only thing, instincts in the passing game are kind of okay. Like, he's one of the rare linebackers that I actually almost prefer in man coverage to zone. He's got some stuff that he could clean up, almost to the point where I almost, and he's like Quay in this way, because I very much feel this way about Quay. I kind of want him moving forward. I kind of want him blitzing. I kind of want him spying. I kind of want him keying the run. I kind of like, or manning up a guy, and that I do not want wish for Quay, but like, I just wish he was a little cleaner in zone coverage. I wish his awareness was a little bit better, his understanding of route concepts, things like that. You know, he kind of needs one direction. That's why Tampa dropping would probably be fine for him, but I don't, they're not going to run all that split safety crap under Halfley, or not as much. I would guess there's very little true Tampa 2 that gets run in Green Bay this next season at all. So basically cons are all the size related stuff when it comes to defending the run, even, you know, kind of defending the pass, because it's going to be tough to ask him to guard a guy like Luke Musgrave when he's 6'2". He being Edge Cooper is 6'2 flat. Now, you're only going to guard Luke Musgrave in practice, but there are Luke Musgrave looking humans all over the NFL. So that's it. But yeah, just basically smaller guy, doesn't take on blocks super well. A little bit over aggressive at times, but I kind of like that about him. And he's a ball of knives. I really like him. And then just, you know, he's more of a man coverage guy, which is odd about a linebacker than a zone coverage guy. But ultimately, it's not a huge deal. Okay, Packers fit. If Quay Walker didn't exist, he'd be an amazing fit, because he's my number two linebacker in the class. I think he'd be great. I think playing either Quay or – and I did see what Tazeem said. He really thinks Edge is a Mike, and I mean, we're fixing to find out, I think, if they end up taking him, if they be in Green Bay. I mean, if they end up taking him, I would guess that they would give him the green dot and play him at Mike and see how it goes. Kind of a Nick Barnett, honestly, because I think everybody saw Nick Barnett as a Will when he came out of Oregon State and the Packers put him at Mike. People were like, really? Kind of small for that. He was great. Nick Barnett was my guy. I always got him up to like 98 or 99 overall in Madden, too. That was his development track back in the old Maddens, like Madden 02 and Madden 03. But we're getting down the rabbit hole here. Yeah, actually, Nick Barnett's not even that crazy of a comp for Edge Cooper. Anyway, overall, really, really, really like the player. Mention, I have a round two on Peyton Wilson. He is my 49th overall player. I have a round two on Edgerrin Cooper. He is my 52nd overall player. They are this close. Peyton is linebacker one for me. Edgerrin Cooper is linebacker two. It's just excuse me. We are going to beat this. I'm getting close, guys. I promise. Anyway, Peyton Wilson's linebacker one by this tiny little margin. Then there's the guy we just talked about here, Edgerrin Cooper. Then there's like sort of a decent gap to Junior Colson, who I love still. And then there's a reasonably big gap down to Cedric Gray. And those four, and then there's a monster gap because I like just really don't enjoy watching like linebacker 5 to 11. It's really, if Green Bay is not going to do something in a trade or a free agency move that I don't currently understand or see, I would like the Packers to come away with one of Peyton Wilson or Junior Colson or Edge Cooper or Cedric Gray. Find a way to get that done. That would be my hope. But again, like I said, second round grade, 52nd overall player, 9.34 RAS, and my LB2, Edgerrin Cooper. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching or listening if you're on the podcast side. How can you help us out? Number one, buy the Green Bay Draft Guide powered by Pack Report. Use promo code DAILY, that's DAILY, as in the daily draft. That'll get you 10% off. That guide is just awesome. It really is. Just sent out an update. There's a couple errors we didn't catch in the first round of editing. So we don't stop. Like, right. We make it right. We make it, you know, the way you guys deserve. You spend your good hard earned money on it. Of course, we get a piece of that. We love you. Appreciate you for that. We just sent out an update to it. But that thing's awesome, folks. It really is. Do everything you're supposed to do here. Follow me on Twitter, X, whatever, @RossUglum. Follow us over at Pack Report 66. think we still got 60% off going VIP over there, going crazy. And then do everything you're supposed to do here. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications so that you can get every single bit of Packers content that you require on a daily basis, as is the name of both the Daily Draft and the Pack-A-Day podcast. It is daily. Have a great rest of your day, folks. Go Pack, go!